My name is Mary Call, and this poem is called Tuesday Evening. It is possible for a woman of a certain age to walk into a room and, finding a man of a certain age sleeping on the sofa, stop in her tracks while the negative of the boy she loved to the point of distraction floats before her. In that instant, before she boils water for pasta, she runs over what years of the tide going in and out has left her. The flotsam and jetsam salvaged from the storms. What it was like before time took everything that wasn't tied down. Evenings that came and went just like this one, where snow fell or nothing at all happened and nothing of importance was said. What she has wagered, won and lost. What she has held back and what she has held on to. The memory of a girl who could not breathe unless it was the same air he was breathing. Love's tiny traces, the hunger for a royal flush that keeps her at the table. Tuesday Evening was a poem I wrote about ordinary love, which in a way is extraordinary love, because love that can last for 20, 30 years or more isn't the kind of poetry that you write the big romantic poem about. It's the poem that you write about what it is like to live with someone and, you know, boil pasta and he's asleep on the couch after being at work and you come in and you're making the dinner and you walk into the room and something about his vulnerability just lying there and your awareness of the time that you've gone through together. That was where the poem came from. I think there are a lot of love poems written and some of them can be terribly sentimental. It's in a way harder to write an unsentimental poem about a long relationship and about being with someone for a long time and that recognition of what you've been through together and why you still do it.